I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. All Cedar Rapids wants is money it's already been promised, and three members of Iowa's congressional delegation are renewing efforts to get a $73 million federal grant to build a flood wall. Cedar Rapids still has not fully recovered from the 2008 flood, and another one hit last year. Dubuque Representative Rod Blum and Iowa U.S. Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst met with the director of the Office of Management and Budget to discuss how flood mitigation funds are distributed. Ernst says the Corps of Engineers uses a cost-benefit ratio that's skewed in favor of East and West Coast projects because it's based on property values.
We know that out of five projects that were funded earlier with the same benefit-to-cost ratio are very similar to Cedar Rapids, four of those five projects were done in California, where there was risk to life and safety. So our question to the director, questions we've had to the Corps, is how do you weigh those lives in California more than you weigh the lives in Cedar Rapids?
And Senator Ernst says the formula affects other flood prevention projects.
This needs to be corrected so that we're not seeing all of the funding going to the East and West Coast, going to rebuild million-dollar coastal homes. We have to correct this. And I think by doing that, not only does Cedar Rapids benefit, not only does Dubuque benefit, but all of those rural areas with lower costs of properties, it benefits them as well.
Dubuque Congressman Rod Blum hopes President Trump's plan to spend billions of dollars on infrastructure will help.
They asked the governors of each state to put together a list of their top prioritized projects. And the Cedar Rapids Flood Wall Flood Mitigation Project was on Governor Branstad's top five list. So we also talked to Director Mulvaney about how that will be looked at, and hopefully we'll be taking up, I'm sure, this year, the infrastructure project that the president would love to see, and I would think we'd get some of that money, and hopefully that includes the Cedar Rapids Flood Wall Project.
At $5.4 billion in damages, Ernst says the 2008 Cedar Rapids flood ranks as the ninth largest national disaster in U.S. history. I'm Michelle O'Neill.